From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un personally delivered an invitation to South Korean President Moon Jae-in for a Saturday morning meeting as part of a continued peaceful dialogue during the Winter Olympics. Officially, Kim's sister Kim Yo-jung is in South Korea as part of a high-level North Korean delegation to the Winter Olympics. Syria is responding to what they call a new Israeli aggression following an earlier Israeli raid in the center of the country. Israel says it shot down an Iranian drone that was launched from Syria after it entered Israeli territory. Also, an Israeli fighter jet was downed by the Syrian army with anti-craft fire. The Israeli pilots ejected successfully. The mother of U.S. journalist James Foley, who was murdered by the Islamic State, and Nicholas Hannan, a former hostage of the group, said that they want two recently captured British IS fighters to stand trial and be brought to justice. Diana Foley spoke about the detained British jihadist.
I hope that there will be a public trial so that they can be held accountable for their crimes. And I would hope detained for the rest of their life.
Hannan says that the two need to stand trial in London, not in Syria. He also spoke about being held captive.
I don't like to give details about the bad treatments we received, but in the large group of about two dozens of foreign of Western hostages in which I was, some of us have been extremely badly tortured.
Both the British jihadists were captured in Syria and are being held there for now. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president okayed the release of the Republican memo, which claims the FBI improperly obtained a warrant to spy on a former Trump campaign advisor and his connections to Russia. President Trump has signed a bipartisan budget bill ending a brief U.S. government shutdown and adding hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on domestic programs, disaster aid, and the military. Catherine Gibson is VOA's congressional correspondent.
In order to get this compromise deal and get some Democrats in there to win those votes over, they did have to increase non-defense spending. One of the things that Democrats are very happy about that's in this deal is a 10-year CHIP deal, which is basically an insurance program for children. That'll be very helpful in terms of selling this deal back to their constituents back home.
White House officials said the lack of a signing ceremony indicated that Mr. Trump's displeasure with the last-minute additions that will further add to the government's ballooning deficit. Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson visited Bangladesh's capital of Dhaka, where he discussed the agreement with Myanmar to complete a voluntary of Rohingya Muslim refugees who sought safety in Bangladesh after experiencing violence in Myanmar's Rakhine state.
We all in the international community need to work out how we can solve the issue on the other side of the border. And what we all want to see is safe, dignified and secure returns for the people, for the Rohingya, back to their place of origin.
And since August last year, more than 680,000 Muslim Rohingya and a few hundred Hindu Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh. A rally late Friday let the leading U.S. stock indexes close higher for the day, but failed to offer much encouragement after the worst trading week in 2 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 1.4% Friday. Standard & Poor's 500 index was up 1.5%. And at the Winter Olympics in South Korea, sports fans flocked to the cross-country skiing center to see athletes compete and grab the first Olympic medal in the Pyeongchang Olympics. The 2018 Winter Olympics officially began Friday when a parade of athletes, including athletes from North and South Korea, who marched together behind a Korean unification flag. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.